I'll be standing by. I'll be standing by, but I'll be clear.
Yeah, Daniel, KC4EZN, and we're clear.
Yeah, good one, Harry. 73-2, KC4EZN, KJ4WZM. I'm going to see if I got any more check-ins, y'all. Any last check-ins before I close out the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check in, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
ZM. Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm down here in southern Greenville County, where it was snowing pretty good just a few minutes ago. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
K4XB, that is Tommy in southern Greenville County. Yes, Tommy, it looks like you got the snow this time. We got it last time, though. I had 10 inches of my house, and it was a mess. I still have a wee little bit of snow left outside, but it's mostly gone at this point. But you can have what's left of it out there, Tommy. I'm good. If I don't see you the rest of the winter now, go ahead and see you more than I had really been interested in. Ha! But you can enjoy what's left. And any more that we get this winter, I'll just send it down your way. How's that sound?
I think I'm good as well. We had, I didn't even measure how much we had from the weekend. But I went out, I think it was Wednesday evening to get gas in the truck. And there were parts of the road that still had snow over the entire width of the road. And we still had patches here. Of course, we didn't get as much as y'all got up there, but we got a little bit. But I think I'm good. I don't think we need any more. But we'll take whatever we get, I guess. K4XB.
Recheck KI4LCI.
And I got KI4LCI, Andy. Wanting to jump in real quick. What's going on, Andy?
Wanting to call Tommy there, K4XB, KI4LCI. How good was my signal down there last night?
K4XB, you were making it in. There was a good bit of noise with you, but it was clear enough to where I could copy your call sign just fine without any trouble. Were you on HD?
Negative. I'd never get into that down there. I was here on the fix station running everything I got. I tried that a few weeks ago getting in, and I wasn't copyable down there. So down there on that machine, don't get used to me being able to get in with a good signal down there, because I tried it a few weeks ago, and the net control couldn't hear me. So I was just curious about the signal. No, HT won't do it down there. Everything I got, it takes, and even then it might not work. KI4LZI, that's all I wanted to know.
If you had a little altitude to help things out or not, but do appreciate you checking in. And thanks, Net Control, for allowing me and Andy to make that short QSO. K4XB.
No problem. Hey, what repeater was that?
The 147.165. I call the net down there on I guess it's the third Thursday of every month. But it's and we have a net every Thursday. It's 147.165. Tones are turned off for the net. So if you or anyone else can get into that repeater, we'd love to have you check in with us. K4XB.
On it. Where's the repeater located?
Greenwood, K4XB.
I'll get a shot sometime and see if I can make it. That would be a stretch for me. Thanks, Tommy. I was just curious about that. And hi, Andy, and bye, Andy. KJ4WZM. Station internet, please call KJ4WZM or net control. I'll stand by for my net report. I'll go ahead and write this thing out. Get WZM now securing the Blue Ridge Meter Net. Thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to everybody, and good night. Yeah, Andy, you still around?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Real long. I know there's usually several other people who like to use the machine after the net, and I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to them because I've done tied it up now for the past hour and 15 minutes or so. But I was just curious, how much snow did you get over that way?
Boy. Seemed like 6 or 7 inches, I think, what I remember from a week ago.
Sounds good. I was just curious about it. The area over by Pumpkin Town, Pumpkin Town Highway. Man, they got some snow. I'm telling you what, it put it down on 288. It put it down on 178. It put it down on 133. Woo!
Past Sunday, the power was out from 6 a.m. to 8:15 p.m. this past Sunday, so we was aware that some things is going on.
Sure. There's still trees down on several of those wires down there on several of those highways I just listed. Like 133, last I was through there, which was yesterday, at that intersection, I'm trying to remember what road it is. It is a road. Trying to remember. It's on 133 after it's the if you leave Highway 11 and you head towards Pickens, it's the second three-way stop. There's still a tree laying on a wire in that intersection.
Surprised me in the least. In some places I've seen stuff like it even before this storm happened, when we just have a severe thunderstorm in the summer, so sometimes if it don't take and knock the power out to anybody, they'll just leave the tree on the line till whenever they get around to taking it off. And it might be 6 months to a year, so long as there ain't no power out.
Well, too, like that wire, you have, like I drive commercial trucks. We have to drive in the oncoming lane to get around that thing so that we don't snag the roof of the truck in the tree or the wire.
I think that's what they tell them on, you know, some of y'all taking that out for.
Maybe so. And some of the drivers out there will do it, and they really don't care.
WZFID, there was a tree, it was a few years back, though, but going on from Pumpkin down to Pickens out there, just before you go down that little dip down there before you start to come in the Pickens, before you got top of that hill to the right, there was a tree that laid there. I know it had been at least a couple of years. It wasn't on the power line. It was just on the telephone line over there. But it laid over there at least a couple of years before it was ever removed from there. That's what I say. If it don't interrupt the service, whatever it is, they'll just leave it there. The only way it'll be removed is if a truck takes it out or it takes the service out. Otherwise, it may stay.
There's lots and lots of trees laying on the phone line out there. It is a telephone or internet line. It's not a power line that it's sitting on. And like you said, they may just leave it there. There's a whole bunch of trees down on that telephone wire, a whole bunch of them. I've seen lots and lots of trees like that in that end of town. Just all the trees down on that wire. I guess they'll just leave them there until something happens. Anyway, I'll go ahead and get off of here, Andy, and let some other folks have it. But I hope we don't get any more of those storms like that come through this winter. I'm about done with it. It costed me a good bit being out of work and stuff. We don't, I guess, drive on all that snow and ice. So, anyways, I'll go ahead and get off of here, but good talking to you, Andy. We'll holler at you later on down the log. KI4LZI, KJ4WZM, and I'm going to be clear for now. I'll be around, but I'll be clear.
You say that in one of those storms that happened out in the middle part of the country before it got here to give us this here a week ago, where one of those tractor trailers like you used to drive was turned over in the median of a four-lane highway out there that had a median? I don't know if it was due to the ice or the wind, but there was due to something in the storm when it was out there before it got here. Either it slid off the road and turned over, or the wind blew it over. I'm not quite sure which, but somehow it was weather-related to this before it got here. And you can imagine, you know, that could have been you back when you were still driving the tractor trailer. So when it comes to these dump trucks, there's a little bit less than what there is with the tractor trailer, but still, there's nothing to keep you from sliding somewhere you don't want to slide, say, like if there's a, you've got guardrails here and there's a big gully off down in there. I certainly wouldn't advise driving even those kind like that, because it might get you somewhere you don't want either. KI4LZI.
Buddy, that's for sure. And I know what you mean about that, too. Like, the other day, Duke Kennedy has been out there trying to clean up all that mess, getting all the trees off the wires and trying to restore power. Well, they had a service pickup truck that they used to run around in. Well, that thing had slid off of 133 down like a 20-foot embankment. It was on its side down the bottom of the embankment. They were trying to pull that thing out. The road was completely covered all the way across from one side to the other in ice. And so that truck had lost control on that ice and gone down there. But I thought about that. What if the dump truck went down there? Ooh, that'd be horrible. So I understand why they try to keep us off the road during stuff like that. Driving in snow and ice really don't bother me. I have a vehicle that's set up for it good, and I behave myself, and I don't act stupid in it. But I don't really know how especially an empty dump truck would respond. They seem to have little enough traction as it is on even wet pavement. Once it starts raining and stuff, it can be kind of slick with an empty truck. A full truck behaves better than an empty truck does any day. But yeah, I got thinking about how bad it would be if that thing started sliding sideways. Oof. So, KI4LZI, KJ4WZM.
Little pickup trucks, you know, if the back end of the truck is empty, you know, it's going to spin and slide all over the place. It don't just have to be, you know, dump trucks. Any kind of truck's going to be light on the back end. And when it's light, it's more apt to do things you don't want it to do. But if you happen to be in a situation like that and it slides off and there's a guardrail and there's a big gully there, you don't want to be in there when that happens. Or you want to sure enough try to avoid it as best you can. So, and there's, as far as chains for trucks like that goes, I'm sure they make them. But over and all, most people don't use them because they're not exactly cheap to get for tires that size. KI4LZI.
It ran chains on all their commercial vehicles, so I don't think the pickups had chains. But every single bucket truck that I had seen out there had chains on during this snow and ice storm. And I've seen a good many of them out there. I was out there riding around while some of the worst of the storm stuff was going on, pulling people out of ditches. But every single Duke Energy bucket truck that I've seen, they all had chains on.
Well, I would expect them to have them, but I was talking about like what you do, dump truck. You know, overall, it's not worth the expense. Not down in this part of the country, anyway. Yeah, now, they will have them on theirs, but I was talking about them in general, not necessarily just the Duke Energy trucks or the one for Blue Ridge Electric, something like what you're driving now, a dump truck. You know, you don't generally, company ain't gonna generally spend money for such stuff as that no more than we have down here. But you're right, but Duke Energy, they're gonna have it for sure.
I wish that my company, we only have one plow truck, and it's actually a sub CDL truck. It's one of those 26,000 pound trucks. It don't even have a double rear axle or a triple rear axle. It's a single rear axle dump truck, 26,000 pound max. And I guess you got a medium sized truck. It's not a large truck, it's a medium sized truck. And so we just got one snow plow for that truck, and that's it. I wish we had them for all the big dump trucks we have. We have three big dump trucks. Yeah, three big dump trucks. And I wish we had snow plows for all them. I would, because there's a bunch of different parking lots out there that we could plow. But it don't always snow a lot. I think during the next several years, we're going to enter a cycle where it snows a good bit. And I, to be honest, I don't actually think we're done with the snow. I'm not sure that we've even reached our halfway point for the year. I think there's still more trouble out there. Probably a good bit of it, actually. But I would like us to be done with the snow. I don't like it. But if we had more work, then it wouldn't bother me as much. I wouldn't mind that. But it's the not having work and sitting at home and not getting paid type thing that really bothers me.
Well, see, to be honest, I don't know if we are or we aren't, you know. I can't really say for sure. The only thing I know is, you know, what they say from GSP, and that's really all I know. I can't say for sure if we're going to have any more or we're not going to have any more, but it wouldn't bother me if we don't have any more like we had this past weekend, because we got a generator here that needs some work done to it, and we ain't yet got it done, and I got a cycle battery for some of my radio gear, but even with that, you know, it can only handle so much, so needless to say, it wouldn't bother me if it didn't do it.
I know what you mean there. It wouldn't bother me if it didn't at all. Well, Andy, I'm going to go ahead and get off of here for the evening. You know, I'm going to call it a night and let someone else use the repeater for a little while. But it's been good talking to you. I'll still be around for a little while. But I'm going to go ahead and get off of here. Good talking to you, Andy. And hopefully we don't get any more big snows like that, because I'm about done with that for this year. We got one good big snow, and I got to drive my vehicle in it and see how it did, and it did fine, and that's all there is to it, so I'm finished with it. KI4LZI, KJ4WZM, 73T, Andy.
Never want to hear about, they hadn't left analog yet, but if you ever want to take and listen to some of the state highway department trucks around here, if I get too serious with some of this and it gets bad enough, here in Pickens County it's 47.080, and over in Greenville County it's 47.360. I'm surprised they're still using analog, but they hadn't left it yet. But if it gets bad enough that they have to do a lot of scraping of a whole lot of snow, you'll hear activity there during that period of time on and off. And currently, they're still using analog for now, and that's what you're doing for LCI.
360 for Greenville County.
47.360, Nick. I haven't checked on it right recently because I mainly monitor for over here. But go to radioreference.com, because I ain't checked it in a while. Radioreference.com, and look it up under for Greenville County there. And go down through there where they talk about, or you may find it on the state highway department. I'm not sure for the state, but somewhere on that site, for you should see on there, for Greenville County. I got this here these frequencies I got some years ago from a guy who used to program scanners who's deceased now. But the only ones I really concentrate on is over here in Pickens County. But I would go on that site and check and make sure it's still valid. But I think it still is. But the way everybody's changing the digital now, I'd advise you to check it first. Because I mainly concentrate just over here only. KI4LZI.
KI4LZI,
KJ4WZN.
K4JBQ, KO4NUE. KI4LZI, how did you come with that icon?
Hang on 1 second, Andy. I'll be right back, bud. KK4JBQ, KO4NUE. He's secured for the night, Andy. I just had to set it aside for a little bit. It's not been working out too good. I figured out, though. I'm not exactly sure what I'm doing with it or what I'm not doing, but I cannot get the the TNC to take control of the radio and transmit. I don't know what it's not a software issue because I can I'm able to hear everything. I cannot figure out how to get the radio to open up the data port for the sound modem to key it. It's some little simple something. And I don't run ICOMs. Through the Yaesu, it'd be a little different, but it's just a totally different platform, and I'm going to have to learn it to do it. That or move to another radio, which I just might do.
That out of AK's estate, did you get the manual and all with you? Surely, I'm sure AK kept it, surely. All I saw in the past when he had, when I was down there, he kept such stuff as that.
The manual, and it's not a... Oh, it's just different menus. The way it's set up is just, I don't know. It's just like it's all jumbled up. You got to go here and do this, then you got to go over there and do the same thing, then you got to go to third place and do the same thing. I'm just not really used to that. But I'll figure it out. If I don't just move over to the 2980, I may just do that. Because all I'm wanting to do with it is a 2-meter packet, but I can do that with the EOC, with the ICOM, and, but we'll see. I'll figure something out.
Poor LZI. Well, at least you got the manual and all for it. I thought you should have, but as we all know, different manufacturers has different ways of doing things. And unfortunately, that's how all this gear today is. There's not a whole lot of uniformity to any of them.
Not really. There's some uniformity with all of the Yaesus from what I can see. I haven't operated all of them, but I understand how their menu tree works, and that makes things a little easier because you can kind of sort of anticipate where you're going to go next to make something happen, or understanding what modes you need to be in to, make something happen. But I don't know, this 706, I just can't. I can't wrap my hands around it. It's just, it's just, this seems super complicated to me. But, you know, that's just me.
No too good with it either. The kind of gear that I can do best with now is so obsolete, you can't bring many repeaters up with, and that's on 2 meters, because there's no tone board in. What? An old Clegg FM-28 that's over at Mandel's place. I know easily know how to operate that radio, real easy. But it don't have a tone board in it. You know, I can bring this one up with it, because this one don't have a tone on the input. 8-2 on Paris Mountain don't have a tone on it. This one on Sassafras most of the time does, unless it's on battery power. Just carry a squelch. There's just not a lot of repeaters anymore that I could bring up with that 1983 Clegg FM-28, but as far as being able to operate it goes, I can do a lot better with it than I can this 8900, because it was built back in a very much simpler time. But in those times, there wasn't many tones on repeaters.
Well, like I said, it's, I'll figure it out. And I don't need, well, I just need something 2 meter to do packet with here at the deer camp. I got me a new radio. That's what I'm talking on now. I've been kind of messing around with it for the past couple weeks. I got Yaesu FT-400 XDR, and I'm enjoying it. I mean, it's got a lot of features on it, and I haven't really began to explore all of them. But first APRS radio I've had, and it's pretty neat. It's pretty interesting how all that works, and you know, all of the features on the radio too. Gives you a lot of flexibility, you know.
Looked at such as that. That one's a dual band, I'm pretty sure, but what kind of band is fairly new is it, what kind of digital does it do?
Radio's got a faceplate. It's not a detachable faceplate. It's totally separate. You can't put the faceplate on the radio, which is kind of what I was looking for. Something to put underneath the seat of the truck. But it's got APRS on it. It has an SD card in it, so you can move things in and out of memory, or move it from one radio to another, or you can take the SD card out, plug it into your computer, and then configure all your frequencies, and then, you know, put the SD card back in and upload it. It's got a hand mic that's got a camera on it, so you can, you have to buy that separate. I didn't get the hand mic with a camera on it, but you take pictures, you know, store it to the SD card. The instruction manual says you can send pictures. I don't know about that, but maybe I misread it one. I'm not sure. But the neat thing about it, it's also a crossband repeater. It does Wires X, APRS, and, you know, it's 50 watts, dual band. And, I'm pretty easy to navigate. It took me a little bit to figure things out. I was initially hoping things would be a little easier as far as the menu goes, but you know, like when you figure it out, it's a little bit less aggravating. But that usually takes me, a couple weeks to figure all that out. know, to kind of get involved with it. Once you figure things out, let me let this thing drop. There is no replacement for being able to, and it's my opinion here, for being able to hear a person's voice. You know, when you communicate on radio, you get to hear inflections and different tones that, you know, there's a lot of information being said just from the inflection of a voice. You know, with packets, you don't have any of that. But, you know, if you have something that is repetitive or just information that is just, you know, kind of just data, I guess, I can see where, you know, packet has its place. I think it's pretty neat, pretty important, especially from a management point of view, you know, like an EOC, for example. You know, you roll all your information up into a packet and you hit transmit, and when when the radio is done, you shut it down, move to the next point, collect your data, and transmit again. And, you know, I think that has its place. But I don't think there's any way to replace, you know, operator's voice on the other end, because it's just a lot of additional information that comes with your voice.
Hell's the guy. Thing is, you've got, and I can't even right now remember all the different digital things there is for VHF, UHF, at least four or five of them. And ain't only maybe two out of the five is interoperable with one another. That ain't good enough. That ain't good enough. That's fine so long as we still have analog. But who's to say years, many, say 5 or 10 years from now, we'll still have it? Hopefully we will, but you can't write that down. The way that is, if only two out of five is interoperable with one another, you're not going to be able to communicate with those others.
I agree with you. I think there's some complexities there to work through, and I think you're right. I think that does kind of complicate things a little bit. But I will say this, that you have to do a little bit of thinking about this for a little bit, but it's kind of interesting for me to be able to access the internet with my radio, or to be able to send a text message to someone's phone with my radio, and for me to be able to send a digital packet with my radio, or to be able to make just a voice contact with my radio. You know, that's pretty interesting if you think about it. It's quite fascinating, actually. And I think each one of those has its place. I think each one's, you know, pretty important. But I don't think that, like I said, there's a replacement to hear somebody's voice on the other end of the radio. No, that can be comforting. That can be a lot of things, you know. And you're just not gonna get that with the data stuff.
Some of this, I'm not gonna say all, but not packet per se, but some of this digital stuff, you got what they call NextN, and of course what we're familiar with up here, half code 25, and I'm sure there's many others I can't even remember. But some of these things, though, is their phone voice, they are. But other than just those two, and I don't remember which two it was, somebody on here told me that. The two of them is interoperable. The others aren't. And which is fine so long as we never lose this analog here for voice. It's fine. I just fear one day, whether we're still here or not, I don't know when it happens. Or it might be 5 years from now. Somebody or the FCC is going to complain about this analog taking up too much bandwidth, and we'll get kicked off of analog here because everybody else is already pretty much leaving analog. And that's the thing that always sticks in the back of my mind about that. If we don't have all our digital voice things interoperable, that's where we're going to end up in a big mess. And I'm going to have to go. I see the time just now. If you're still in here later, I'll come back. I see it's about time that I got to take my insulin. But that's the big thing about the digital VHF, UHF voice protocols that always sticks in the back of my mind. I wish they was all interoperable with one another for future purposes. KI4LCI, I'm going to take it.
KCI, KO4NUE, 73, Andy. Have a good night, bud. I'm gonna go ahead and secure my station. Nice talking to you. Be safe. I'll be clear.